I'm David Ford, and we're off to the studio next with singer-songwriter Emily Hurd.
Sundown, run down, I'm gonna come down to the riverside. Get me set free.
A masterpiece. This is an album to fall into and swim in forever. That's what Paul Zollo of American Songwriter wrote about Chicago-based singer-songwriter Emily Hurd and her 2011 release titled Long Lost Ghosts. Last year, Emily teamed up with fellow Chicago musicians Colby Maddox and Greg Ostrom to create an outstanding new band that blends the sounds of bluegrass, rock, country, and blues. It's called Stoned Blind Valentine. Emily Hurd is a multi-instrumentalist known for her bluesy piano licks and soulful vocals, with 8 studio albums to her credit. Long Lost Ghosts features a series of Emily's country folk songs, which she wrote on her ukulele. This is Skipping Stones from that album. Emily Hurd dropped by to talk about the music and her new band.
Sit tight, midnight. I'm
well, since you were so kind to haul not only your banjo, but the keyboard and your equipment, love to give listeners a chance to check out some of your music. I want to hear Heaven This Way. When did you first record this one?
2010.
Okay. So, Heaven This Way. This is from the Daytime Fireflies album, Emily Hurd, and Heaven This Way, live in Studio A.
If it is God each time that you got a sense of peace, then I think I might know him, judging by going home this evening. The crackle of leaves and the humming of streets and the dancing of flies, and the thought of your face up ahead just a ways it pacifies. If it is heaven when you start heading for the light, then I think I just saw it, I think I just caught a glimpse tonight. While taking the back roads on my way back home in the rain, your house is a star, I'm driving my car to heaven this way. If it is holy not to be lonely in your heart, then something divine must be down the line amidst the darkening sky. I'm breathing the air of angels there, senses are on fire, and I'm hearing the gravel, it's starting to rattle, and it sounds like a choir. If it is heaven when you start heading for the light, then I think I just saw it, I think I just caught a glimpse tonight. While taking the back roads on my way back home in the rain, your house is a star, I'm driving my car to heaven this way.
Emily Hurd joined me in Studio A. We started off with Heaven This Way. Powerful stuff. Just kissed a bit of God's lips.
I remember what the overwhelming feeling was, is that I was driving to my mom and dad's house in Rockford, Illinois. They lived back in the forest, and it was fall, my favorite time. I mean, just filled with glee.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining, and I just was thinking about the idea of, oh, I love the way their house looks in the woods. And when I got there, that feeling I knew was a song. And then I just try to not think about it very much. And when you're writing a song at all, you got a piece of paper and you got a pencil. You don't edit yourself in the writing process. I really believe that.
Let it flow.
Let it flow. So I think I wrote the chorus to that tune immediately. I didn't edit it. I still haven't changed it. And then I wrote, you know, that third verse, if it's grace every time that you taste a bit of some glory, then I think I just kissed a bit of God's lips. That just fell out. I didn't think about it. It just happened. And then after I thought, oh, I like that format and I like these chords, then I thought, okay, you need a first and a second verse. And what are you feeling and what needs to be written? And as soon as I start seeing that I've contrived this in a way that's like too thought out, I think when I first started writing that tune, I had written something like, the tune starts now, if it's God each time that you've got a sense of peace, then I think I might know him. I think I had started writing that, I know God because, or something, you know, something the way that Emily would say it. And then I thought, oh, this isn't what this song wants at all, you know? And so then I backed up and I thought, how does this tune want to, you know, continue forth? And I found that it wanted to say that. I mean, that's the best way I can say it.
But ultimately what comes out is this beautiful song about just being, feeling so connected and which is something that's so hard to put into words. We've all had that before. You're walking down the street or you're driving your car and suddenly, oh, life is unfolding just the way it's supposed to somehow. But you captured it, I thought, in a nice way.
Yes.
Am I off on this too?
No, that's absolutely what it's about. Absolutely what it's about. And it's wonderful because as a writer, I think as an artist, I can feel it in you. You don't often sit down to talk about something when something's so good. And as an adult, I've really changed over to this idea of, wow, I feel amazing. And rather than call a friend and get a drink, I'm going to go and sit down with my instrument and try to, you know, do something with that. Because so frequently we're like, I'm just so down and I'm going to go pour out my heart. And anyway, so that has been a great thing that happens with sticking with music as an adult. So that song, absolutely. Good place. It came out. And thank God.
Well, thanks for not going and getting that drink, because I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so love that, and I want to hear more, Emily, as long as you're here. Long Lost Ghosts. Great lyrics, but also a gorgeous melody. I want to hear it again. Will you share it with us?
Of course.
All right.
I was grown in backyards under lines of clothes, linen sheets and long rows. I thought they were ghosts, and they were. In my mind, you were made by main drags. Somewhere down the street, you thought my lips were honey and my hair was winter wheat. And it was in your mind. Well, now I'm on my way by Greyhound bus. I have come for. I thought you were all there was, and you are. You came back from school with anger in your eyes, so I gave you a kiss that I hoped would save your life. Comes, shoo the pigeons from your toes, and we'll meet in the moonlight, just like long lost ghosts. Thank you. and you are, and you are.
Long Lost Ghosts, the title track from Chicago-based singer-songwriter Emily Heard's 2011 release. Emily's here live in Studio A. It just sounds great. I admire any musician who can come into a dry studio, just you and your instrument, and play. Hats off.
Thank you.
Faith in memories comes out in this tune for me, or believing in that so strongly. Tell me about how this song came about, if it's not too painful.
I'll tell you, absolutely. Oh, no, it's not painful at all. I've got a pretty good sense of humor about all matters. You have to have a pretty good sense of humor about all matters of the heart. I was driving out to New York. I had the idea that I was going to chase down an old love, and I was writing this tune on my ukulele. And I have to say that even though I say in the lyrics I was on my way by Greyhound bus, I was on my way by Subaru, but Greyhound bus just sounded better.
Yeah, it's nice, nice rhythm to it.
I needed that. So I was on my way by Subaru to chase down this old love, and I was just, the song wrote itself immediately when I was finished seeing him, and I got there and he introduced me to his new girlfriend. And but at the time I was just so naive and hopeful, and I thought, this is such a, I mean, who can't relate to that? You know, you hearken back, there's no taint on your, you know, previous memories. And so I did that, and the tune just fell out. And I love the idea of naivete. You know, when I was growing up, there was a statue in a cemetery near where my parents lived, and I thought that was the Statue of Liberty. And then down the street, there was this really tall building that I thought was the Eiffel Tower, because your world is so small. And I wanted to capture that feeling, you know, how you thought my hair was winter wheat, or I thought just giving you a hug was making love, or I thought, you know, you don't know better. And I feel like that's so magical. And so the tune sort of is supposed to feel like that.
I like how in so many of the lyrics you bring back the past into the present, as if this is who you are today. So it is real now. The line, those days were made for us, and they are still. Does that speak to that, absorbing that experience and somehow?
Yeah.
I just think it's such a simple, beautiful way of putting that.
Yes. Well, at some point you have to stop talking a metaphor and actually just say, I feel like that's usually what I use the bridge for. Hey there, listener, in case you haven't picked up on where I'm going, this is what it is. And so I was just trying to say, listen, yes, you are still so much here. This, who I was and what I felt, is still who I am today. The shards of the past still may have been broken, but you're still, they're still who you are currently. And so I'm not saying people don't grow or improve, but, you know, honestly, that's still, we're made up of our experiences. That's what that was alluding to. So
Again, I appreciate when it's put that crisply.
Yeah, thank you. Me too.
We got to move on with one last piece. Can we have one more?
Oh yes, one more. Okay. I definitely have it in me.
So what would you like to, what's another tune that you could share with us?
I've written a new tune. I wrote it on the banjo. It is the strongest song that I've written in a very long time. The lyrics are actually what I thought was mean. I have a tendency to write things pretty diplomatically, or I don't really say completely mean things. But I got permission from my very good songwriter friend in Chicago, Erin Tedesco, and she says, Emily, why don't you just let it go? If you want to write a song that's really, you know, powerful and you're not going to be nice, just do it. You don't have to be nice all the time. So I wrote this tune, and I just love it. It's a mean tune.
All right. Let's listen to Emily Heard being mean. And the tune is?
Extra, Extra.
Emily Heard live in Studio A.
The moon gets high and the sun gets low, and you get in my head. Who knows what lies you've told as I lie in my bed, as I lie in my bed. I believe like a good girl should every word you said. You had me going good until the light was shed, babe. Till the light was shed. Tomorrow's news. Oh, is keeping clear. Oh, honey, I can read you like the Sunday morning times, and I can see you lying by the headlines in your eyes. Your cover's blown and it's been known by everyone but you. And the rain it falls heavy on my roof tonight. Don't it all sound like shattered truth? That's the sound of shattered truth.
Extra, extra. Wow, yeah, I gotta say, Emily, I think that's the first tune I've heard where the supposed cheated upon is so much the victor in so many senses. That's a very powerful song.
That's right. It's meant to, I don't know, just give some voice to the part of you that that wants to make the person that did you wrong hurt in front of other people. And it's such a terrible thing. And as a nice person, you know you don't do that. But I don't know. I guess I was actually releasing a very true part of me in writing that tune that just had been lied to and wanted somebody to know, hey, I know you lied to me. And even though I'm not going to, you know, out your name or out you to yourself or out you to my friends, I will at least write a song about it. And doesn't that feel really great? And yeah, the tune turned out great. I wasn't sure I was going to, you know, do anything with it, but I played it for the guys in Stone Blind Valentine. They said, oh, yeah, we are so recording this song. So we did. And it turned out just really great. The meter of it, it's just so, you know, God, you know, it's that menacing, you know, not messing around, simple rock beat behind it. So yeah, it was a wonderful tune. I just felt glorious when I got done writing it.
As well you should.
And maybe by tomorrow morn you will hear it too. You took the world by storm, but it ain't taking you, babe. It ain't taking you. Oh no, honey, I can read you like the Sunday morning times, and I can see you lying by the headlines in your eyes. Your cover's blown and it's been known by everyone but you. And by the time you know, I know you'll be tomorrow's news.
My thanks to Chicago-based singer-songwriter Emily Hurd. Val Holler of the New York Times says she sits at the piano, lips to microphone, fry boot to pedal, and speaks her mind in a song. I became an instant fan. Well, so did we. Emily's exciting new band is Stone Blind Valentine, and you can find links to their latest recordings, their touring schedule, and where to catch Emily's songs on TV on our website. Emily's songs have been featured on the CBS shows The Good Wife and NCIS, as well as the CW's 90210. You can sign up for the mailing list to stay up to date on how to catch her songs live, on CD, and on television at WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Well, that's all for today's program. Our technical producer is Eddie Garcia, and our associate producer is Bethany Chafin. Our intern is Michaela Nance. You'll find archived episodes and podcasts on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts Weekend. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Triad Arts Speak. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. Email your questions, comments, and suggestions to triadarts@wfu.edu. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford. Thanks for listening to Triad Arts Weekend.